Tom, your comment about maybe Deerfield not being locked in was like a light bulb in the back of the room, because I think a lot of people have felt it's a foregone conclusion that Deerfield is locked into something. And we found out about the Londonderry outrage around Scobie Pond, and that it was basically public outcry, you know, people having some information saying, we don't want it here. We never had that opportunity in town. When the substation was expanded and brought in, it was really quiet. There was, there was a quick mention of maybe some power coming in from Canada, but there was never any kind of an open discussion around that. The roads were closed at night. Done deal. So that's very interesting, I think. How would you suggest that a community rally around something like that? And if we decide, no, find an alternate route, how would we organize?
I think, unfortunately, Deerfield is in a more difficult position, obviously, because the project has advanced to the point that it has, and I think Northern Pass has clearly done a very good job at defining the project as being what it is and what it will be. You're fighting from a more difficult position as a result. I think the solutions have to be sort of a multi-pronged approach. They have to be political, working through the political process with elected officials, with the task force that will be exploring different alternatives in terms of routes, use of transportation corridors. And I think as well, the permitting process is very important. And I think the more people are engaged and in an organized way, and if the town is taking an official position, that certainly helps as well. But the point is, under the National Environmental Policy Act, alternative routes, alternative designs need to be considered. And the question is, how rigorous will that analysis be? The law says there has to be an objective, rigorous analysis of alternatives. And I think to make sure that rigorous, objective analysis happens, you need a lot of people asking for it and asking for certain other alternatives to be looked at. Right now, the assumption is this is where the power is coming, this is where it will enter the grid, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the case. The Forest Society early on identified that corridor that comes down through New Hampshire, through the western part of the state. It goes to Ayers Pond, Massachusetts. That's one alternative. One thing that we've, CLF and other groups, including the Forest Society, have been advocating is the need for a plan, regional planning. Hydro-Québec has a plan. They have a plan to massively expand their hydropower infrastructure to export more power to the United States. We don't have a plan. We have one. We have these projects coming one at a time. Northern Pass, the Champlain Power Express, Northeast Energy Link, and more to come.
So, Jim, do you have confidence that that commission you spoke of earlier, that group that is just starting out on this, can they be influenced? Are there people in Concord we should be pulling into the conversation to drive some energy policy? I mean, who's leading that charge?
That'll be Chris Clement, the Commissioner of Transportation, is taking on the major responsibility for that. So I have some confidence that they'll do an okay job of identifying whether or not there are alternatives. But I think Tom touched upon what might be a larger or more pointed effort, and that is to try to get Tom, you can remind me of this, but one of the things that folks have asked, but I'm not sure they've asked in a complete way yet, is asking the Department of Energy, rather than looking at these routes and when they grant presidential permits one at a time, that a regional effort be put together on that. There was some effort the end of last year to try to get our congressional delegation to maybe get together with the rest of the Northern New England delegations and lean on the Department of Energy to do that. That effort didn't come to finality. All of the members of the delegation didn't agree to do it jointly. I don't think they've refused it. It just kind of got put on hold. And I think that's an effort that probably should be reengaged.
Yeah, and just quickly on that, we filed a motion with the Department of Energy asking them to put a hold on the Northern Pass permitting process and to step back and do that regional analysis. That was a motion that was filed by CLF, the Forest Society. I think, Jim, were you on that motion? There were a number of citizens on it as well. That was probably a year ago. No response. No ruling from the Department of Energy. So as Jim explained, we went to the congressional delegation. We've asked for their help to put pressure on the Department of Energy to engage in some real regional planning. Regional meaning New England-wide. We've not had any success thus far with the delegation pushing for that.